Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's show is about faith-based initiatives. We're speaking now with Robert Goodwin, the president and CEO of the Points of Light Foundation. Mr. Goodwin is credited with organizing the 1997 Presidential Summit for America's Future, where all living presidents appeared on stage together to discuss and promote volunteering in America. He has also served as executive director of the U.S. Department of Education's White House Initiative on Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Formerly, Mr. Goodwin was the assistant deputy chancellor for external affairs at Texas A&M University. Well, thanks for joining us, Bob.
And thank you very much, Paul.
Well, let's begin by finding out more about the Points of Light Foundation. Could you tell us about its mission and its current activities?
The mission of the Points of Light Foundation is to engage more people more effectively in volunteer service that's aimed at solving serious social problems. So there is a quantity and a quality aspect to our work and strategies. Today we are working in three key strategy areas: advocacy, building and supporting the local delivery system through which volunteer services are administered, or what is sometimes thought of infrastructure, and the development and growth of model programs which can be replicated around the country, and particularly through the national network of volunteer centers that are our local affiliates.
And I know that you follow the discussion of the Bush administration's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. Could you describe the impact that this office would have on your organization?
We are still in conversation with representatives from the Bush administration about the areas of intersection with the work of the Points of Light Foundation. But philosophically, it will certainly add immensely to both the emphasis and focus of our work. The largest, or perhaps the most significant question, I think, facing the American citizenry as we go into this new millennium, is whose responsibility is it to administer aid and care and to make connections with people who are often thought to be on the outside looking in? And rather than the answer being it's big government's responsibility or major institutions throughout all of our various societal sectors, the real answer to the question, it is every individual American's responsibility. Churches and communities of faith are represented by people who, in most instances, share this sense of responsibility. And if we can be useful in helping to provide places for people to serve, providing training and technical assistance so that their service might be more effective, and working not only with the individuals who respond to this challenge of answering the question of their own responsibility, but also helping to ensure that the agencies and the organizations which recruit and use volunteers have the most effective means and techniques to do so.
What kind of challenges do you anticipate that the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives will face implementing this initiative?
The most obvious questions that I think many people have about this strategy and the announcement of the work of this office is the question of the separation of church and state. And people of goodwill from all sides of the political spectrum have raised the question of whether or not it is appropriate for the federal government to invest in organizations which have as their primary mission the changing or the affecting of people's spirits. And so that clearly will be a big question. On the other hand, many of the organizations which are doing the best job of delivering social services come from mainline and sometimes grassroots religious organizations, whether it's the Salvation Army or Volunteers of America or Catholic Charities or various other denominationally affiliated organizations. There's a long history and tradition of these type organizations delivering very critical services. So I think once we get beyond the question of whether or not there's any precedent or what are the safeguards to ensure that federal money does not go for proselyting, we can focus on the real question of what's the best way, the most efficient way for public monies to support the work of private organizations who have wonderful track records in truly changing the quality of life of people.
Based on your experiences with the Points of Light Foundation, what lessons have you learned that you can pass along to the Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives?
The Points of Light Foundation enjoyed a high degree of visibility during President Bush's the father, or 41, I guess, as many people refer to the 41st president, and his association with the notion of points of light. And this was presented wonderful opportunities as well as some challenges. People were quick to assume that there was a political ideology being pursued in this notion of everybody being a point of light. And that caused them to often overlook the real power of the message that was transmitted by then-President Bush's challenge. I think that this office will face some of the same challenges that people who even recognize the power and the potential of social services being delivered through grassroots and mainline denominationally related organizations will be perhaps distracted by their view of whether or not there is some political ideology being pursued here. The real political ideology, I believe, both in the notion of points of light and in the notion of the faith-based initiatives, is the restoration of the body politic. That is the ideology that I believe is intended here. And so the real challenge will be to clarify the intentions, ensure that the guidelines are consistent with accepted tradition and law, and then to focus people on the real outcomes that are envisioned by empowering people to do a better job in their delivery of social services, even if they are affiliated with faith-based organizations.
What impact do you think this initiative will have on other organizations that provide services across the country?
The impact for other organizations, I think, can be immense for several reasons. First of all, we have now had 10 or more years of fairly high-level and persistent emphasis on the power of volunteering and service as a strategy to help ameliorate or address our most serious and seemingly intractable social problems. There was a time when people felt that volunteering was nice but not necessary. And through the emphasis of President Bush, the father, and President Clinton, and now President George W. Bush, I think more and more people are coming to a realization that service is not simply nice, but truly is necessary. And this emphasis on faith-based initiatives will reiterate that position, and therefore other organizations who have at the core of their mission and purpose to garner and harness volunteer and other philanthropic resources to serve will be given a higher priority in the minds of their stakeholders and supporters. So I would imagine and certainly hope that many of the organizations that are in the business to serve others will find that they have more receptive ears hearing that message and who can provide valuable support, whether it's time or money, to advance those missions.
Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Thank you so much, Paul.
This is the Business of Government Hour. We'll rejoin our conversation on faith-based initiatives in just a minute.